And good things, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, will give you her Freebie Friday material.
Freebie Friday!
As we exit the week. How's the week been for you so far? Pretty good, yes? 800-510-8255 is the way for you to be in touch with us. Okay, Richie, you ready?
We are ready.
We have this young lady.
We do.
All right, so here's the story. For those of you who don't know, Jennifer and Richie and I've been talking about this. Roberta has not been in on the conversation thus far. There's a lady, a young lady we're about to meet, whose name is Megan McLean. And she has an important story. Many of you have heard about this young lady and what she went through. So I decided to invite her to go on the program to tell the story herself of her experience at the airport trying to fly. I believe this story is from last week. Was it last week you had this experience, Meg?
This is Monday.
Monday of this week. All right. Yes. Tell us, first of all, a little about you so we can just be comfortable to know that you're one of us or one of our friends, or you could be anybody's friend.
Yeah. Well, I'm a very kind and compassionate person, very soft-spoken. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, but I moved to Keene, New Hampshire to join the Free State Project, which you can find out more at freestateproject.org. It's generally just a movement to move 20,000 liberty-minded people to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, because we believe that this scope of government has grown so far out of control, and it's so controlling and hurtful to people's lives that, you know, I have to do something in order to try and make this world a bit safer and a bit better for everybody, and this is what I found to be the best route.
All right, so you and I are instant friends. You never heard of me before this week, although one of your colleagues knows me and of me, and I don't think you knew of this radio program, even though you have a radio background. But I am cut of the same mind as are you. I don't know that I can move to New Hampshire. I understand, and when this happened...
It's a difficult decision.
Well, yeah, it's a life-changing decision, and if you feel strongly about something, and one wonders as we go through the story whether or not that colored or flavored your experience. So let's go through your experience from Monday. You were on a trip coming from or going to where?
I was visiting Miami to see some friends who are also wonderful liberty activists, Adam and Pete of libertyontour.com. Mm-hmm. And I was flying out of Fort Lauderdale back to New Hampshire, or so I thought, and I was randomly chosen for the body scanner.
Now, did you actually say anything? You decided that you didn't want to take the x-ray. You didn't want to go through the body scan, right?
Yeah, I just find it to be a completely deplorable practice to, you know, force people to have naked photos of themselves taken in the name of safety. I don't see how that, you know, ensure safety of anybody. It just causes humiliation of innocent people. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that, you know, we have the right to opt out, so I chose to opt out of that.
All right. Then what happened?
That's when, you know, they don't like to be questioned or anything like that, and they pulled me into the secondary screening area, and I knew that they had these new enhanced pat-down procedures that are incredibly invasive and, you know, borderline criminal actions.
What happens, for the benefit of the audience, what she's talking about is that officers use their open hands and fingers instead of the back of their hands to go over your body, and I'm told that somehow or other they've gotten permission to search your genital area, your breasts. So what did they do to you personally?
Me personally, it never got to that point.
Oh.
Like, before they even touched me, I knew it was coming. I'd heard stories. I'd experienced this before on previous flights and everything. And so I personally wasn't comfortable with anybody touching my body in that intimate of a way. I don't really care what their excuses were. It was an uncomfortable situation, and I didn't want to just allow them to touch me without asking some questions first.
Mm-hmm. What were the questions that you asked?
To the best of my recollection, I just remember asking, you know, why is this necessary? And, you know, do you believe this is crossing the line of too far for how you're treating human beings? Because I don't find it necessary. I don't find myself to be a threat. I had, you know, no reason to come off threatening. They had no reason to be threatened by me. And I had no
They would
idea
say,
why.
However, Meg, that they don't know you. How do they know that what you're telling them is the truth? They have to prove that you're not a danger.
But at the same time, I don't know them, and I don't feel I should have to allow a stranger to touch me in that intimate of a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's horrifying to me that they could accept that as something that is necessary to keep people safe. That doesn't keep anyone safe. It just makes people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And from the response I got afterwards from people, so many women have just been crushed to tears because of these things, and they've watched their children cry, and it's so horrible to put people through that just in the name of safety, which I don't see any safety coming from this.
Mm-hmm. Meg, I've got a question, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
Sure.
This is Clay.
So this is Clay, by the way. This is huge on the social media right now. And one thing that happened after it started gaining momentum was that the TSA released the raw security footage of the incident in an attempt to try to refute the claims that you were making. But on the actual videos, did you see those videos?
Yeah, I watched the videos, and all I can, like, I posted about this in my latest blog at preteen.com, and I'm, you know, disappointed that they decided not to release all the footage, and also the footage that they did release is a bit suspect to me because it doesn't have, like, time stamps and standard things that security cameras, you know, always have. And if that is all the footage they have, then there's another issue of there's an entire section of, you know, an area where most of my incident occurred and an area where people are taken to, you know, endure this procedure that I can only describe as complete molestation, but there's no camera on. So these people are doing these things out of light of camera.
It seemed like the area, their screening area they have, their special screening area, is just out of the view of the camera.
Yeah, and I have no idea why they think that it's appropriate to take people into an area that has no video coverage so people cannot see what they are doing to people or even if they are following proper procedure. I mean, if they do have that footage, it wasn't released because, you know, from what I can tell, this is just an attempt by the TSA to lie once again. They've been caught in lies multiple times, and so I don't feel I have to defend myself when all they're trying to do is skirt the real issue here, which is the fact that their procedures go too far.
All right, well, we're going to have you explain the handcuffing and other things that went on. Meg McLean is telling us her story. She is from New Hampshire. You heard her. Actually, you're still down in Florida, right? You haven't been able to, will they not let you on a plane? Are you on one of those do not fly lists now?
Well, it was just an issue of getting, you know, the ticket replaced and finding an airport while still being, you know, on the road with some friends who are helping me out in this process, but they have a schedule to follow. So I think I'm going to fly out today, fingers crossed, that I get back on the plane.
All right, well, let's talk more about what you experienced. If you have thoughts about this, 800-510-8255, certainly, or you can text us at 646-926-DOUG. Go to twitter.com/Good Day Show. Include your name and whatever texting and whatever comments that you have for us here as we discuss this story. Meg McLean on Good Day at 15 past the hour. Okay, 17 after the hour, we're having a conversation with Meg McLean. The story that has gotten most of the attention this week is her story of being randomly selected for a search because she didn't want to go through the x-ray machine at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. And most of you have heard much of the story. What happens when you say, I don't want to have you touch my body? Then what do they do?
I never said that, you know, I didn't want them to. Like, I never outright refused the pat-down. Mm-hmm. It was just that I had some questions before that occurred because I wasn't just going to blindly walk into a situation and allow somebody to, you know, molest me in that fashion without raising some objection to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was the fact that I had these questions that they couldn't answer for me, whether, you know, because of procedures that they had learned or because they just didn't have the answers themselves. And so I wasn't comfortable with them touching me without, you know, at least answering these questions for me.
No, they didn't the answer was to handcuff you.
Well, that was actually, I think a lot of people have blown many, many things out of proportion. The handcuffing was a result of me trying to reach for my camera because cameras for especially liberty activists, are the first line of defense. You know, whenever you're in a situation with a police officer that's overstepping his bounds, or in this case, TSA and then police, you have to get out your camera and record, because that is the only thing that's going to bring light today.
Yeah. And they didn't want to have you. You couldn't use the camera. They didn't want you to use the camera.
Yeah. And like I said, all this occurred in the second seat, which for some reason the TSA has no cameras on. Mm.
So then when you were getting no answers, you got handcuffed, the TSA lady takes your ticket and rips it up. How do they justify that?
That was once the police showed up, and so the police were actually involved in that part as well. The TSA lady ripped my ticket, and I assume that's because they had already decided that they wanted to kick me out of the airport at that point. Mm-hmm. They assumed that I was going to...
So what right do they have to tear up your ticket, though? There's a lawsuit right there, it seems to me. I don't see how they have any right. That's your property. It's not being used in any derogatory or inflammable way. They have no right to do that. None.
I don't know.
Zero. Have you talked to a lawyer about all of this?
To tell you the truth, I'm not one of those who likes to sue. I don't like using the system.
Okay, I understand.
I find the system to be so broken that I don't want to validate it by using it.
Okay, I understand that. But I think it's important for people to know that these folks think they have the power to do that when, in fact, they do not have the power to do that. I don't know about handcuffing you and all that other stuff. They consider you to be a danger to the traveling public. I mean, they'll come up with all kinds of BS excuses don't make any sense, but it's just more incursion and leads more credence to the movement that you're involved in. All right, Meg, thank you for telling us your story. Good luck getting back today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yep, Meg McLean's story here being told on Good Day at 21 past the hour.